Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Should I redo the monologue or no? I think we're still good. It is still Chris Thomas hanging out with you for the full three on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 404-726-0929. Thanks to Taryn Walk of AtlantaFalcons.com for hopping on. And right now we're going to talk to you at 404-726-0929. I just want to celebrate. Oren, you may have to cue that one up. I want to celebrate with you guys tonight after that win. Just tell me how you're feeling. Are you all the way back in now, or do you still have some questions after week one? I really don't. I saw everything I needed to see from the offense. Defense played great, and now it's just up to the team to keep it moving. Even if they lose to KC, not a big deal in my book. I don't think anybody realistically penciled that in for a win anyway. And then you get a big matchup with the Saints, so let's see what we got. 404-726-0929. Lines are jammed, so why don't we get to them right away? Quentin, you're in the game. Start us off first. What do you think?
Hey, what's up, man? It was a good win, a great job by the whole team. Only thing I really didn't like.
Yeah, man.
We had Philly in a lot of first and second and long, and it seemed like every time they was converted. So I think we got to, you know, shore the defense up a little bit on that side. And
yeah, but they have Saquon Barkley. Like, that was going to – I'm not saying it's an excuse for every single time, because he did gash for, you know, 9 yards. It seemed like five or six different times throughout the game. But, like, he's going to get his, no, Quentin?
Yeah, you're right. And the last thing I want to say, if you guys didn't really watch the games on Sunday, it's a guy up in Cincinnati that really don't look too happy. And I think we need one more playmaker. Hey, Jamar Chase looking really good at this offense. All right.
Quinn, I appreciate the call. Let me ask you this, guys, Falcons fans. Where's that money coming from? You're going to pay Jamar Chase? You would need about, what, Oren, 30 mil to clear up in cap space? I know they just reworked David Onyemata a little bit, but yeah, that's as amazing as that would be. That's just not going to happen. 404-726-0929. As soon as Quentin started talking, I felt the buck coming. I just felt it. I had the energy locked down. I knew there was a buck coming. But, guys, in all seriousness, Saquon Barkley is a top three running back in this league when he's healthy. And now that he's playing with this elite teammates in terms of the wide receivers and the offensive line and the tight end and his complementary backs, he never had anything like this in New York. So he's going to thrive. And you know, they did the best that they could. Could it have been better? Yeah, but I don't think that's letting the shine off the wind for me even a little bit. Patrick, you're up next. Patrick, what do you think?
Turtle! What's up, brother?
Yeah, man.
Hey, guys, man. Listen, let me tell you something. Before this weekend, I was a little defeated. But after this weekend, I'm feeling like that kid that's still in ninth grade, got the butterflies trying to ask that girl to dance. I'm so excited about what could be. Man, let me tell you something, brother. This was awesome. And I watched that quarterback series on Netflix, and I fell in love with Kirk Cousins and his family long before he ever became a Falcon. He's a Christian. He's a great husband. He's a great father. He's a great leader. And let's get it done, man.
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah, baby. Patrick, thank you for the phone call. That's what I'm talking about tonight. 404-726-0929. Bring me that energy all night long. Because you know what, Falcons Nation? Let's huddle up with me real quick, all right? We're gonna take a brief time out here for a second. You earned this. You went through two consecutive miserable seasons at quarterback. Miserable. Just the worst. I sat here in the Atlanta Falcons radio network week after week after week watching Marcus Mariota and Desmond Ridder throw up slop after slop after slop performance. And now you got Kirko, and everything is ready to go. Great job on the phones, Patrick and Quentin, to start it off. Let's go to Will next. Will, what do we got?
Man, listen. I'm extremely excited, man. Captain Kirk leading the way, setting up everybody in the city, the national media. So he did his thing last night. The running game looked good. The defense came through. Man, I just want us to win one game out these first three games, and we accomplished that. I think we're going to give Kansas City all they can ask for on Sunday night, man. I'm looking forward to this season, man. We're going to the Super Bowl, man.
I love it.
Kirk will lead the way.
Hey, Will, appreciate the call, man. If they can do what they did last night on a weekly basis, they're in the catbird seat. That team, everything I said in preseason, if you've been listening to me, I think they're going to win the division. I think they're going to have double-digit wins, and they're going to win another playoff game. I think that's what this Falcons team is capable of. Minimum double-digit wins, win the NFC South, and win another playoff game. I'm convinced that they can do it. And last night's performance just showed me, to quote Kevin Garnett, that anything is possible. You know what, Oren? I need to hear it again. Give me that game-winning drive. I need to hear it again. Let's relive that all night long tonight. I need to hear that again. Fire it up for me.
Cousins to his right. Shoots it in the middle of the field. That's Pitts to the 41. First down and 10. Here comes Atlanta now. Clock at 129. Cousins again. From time, looking. Mooney wide open to the 38. And he'll be tackled there by Blankenship of Philadelphia. Cousins
What's up,
takes
Darnell?
A snap. Philly brings five this time. Cousins again. Catch is made. Mooney, 15. Darnell out of bounds at the 13. Two by two. Eagles bring four. Cousins looks, shoots it inside. London the catch, out of bounds at the six. Waving London to the far side. Takes a snap. Kirk looks, sails it. Drake there, caught! Touchdown Atlanta! Drake London!
Oh, it sounds better every single time I hear it. That was so good. So good to watch that last night. Felt it in my bones. It felt so good. 404-726-0929. David, you're up next. David, go ahead.
Hey, definitely that was one of the more outstanding wins for the Falcons in the last half dozen years. And more importantly, the way it was won is a portent of some really positive things to come in this season. And like you said, finally, you got a lot of pieces there, and finally you got a valuable person at quarterback rather than kind of a person that you just held your breath when they dropped back to pass the last couple of seasons. So that's a big improvement. Question for you.
Yeah.
The people who are drafted in the most recent drafts have done very, very little to participate so far. And I have a question, particularly, I think the number two pick, defensive lineman, he wasn't active for this game.
He wasn't active in either game. In either, it's just a numbers game, David. And I appreciate the phone call. I'll break it down for you real quick. It's just a numbers game. Oren, let's count them down. You got Grady, that's one. You got David Onyemata, that's two. You got Eddie Goldman, that's three. You got Kentavious Street, that's four. You got TQ Graham, that's five. It's just a numbers game, guys. Rook and Brandon Dorlis have not been active. And, I mean, I don't really necessarily see a reason for them to be right now, barring injury. It's just a numbers game. So don't worry. Their time in the sun will shine. But they're just giving it to the vets right now, and the vets are doing a damn good job. So we'll see. I'm sure they'll get their time as well. 404-726-0929. Khalid, what are we thinking? Khalid, go ahead. You're in the game.
Hey, man, look. I think after the last season and the first two games of the week, Bijan got to be a top three running back in the league just overall for what he can do. I think watching it, the Eagles, they literally saved us our season just by Saquon dropping the ball. Like, it changed the entire course of what our season could be just from what, that one play and Kirk getting it done. And
explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lastly, I end on this. Looking forward to next week. We got Simmons, who has the most picks on Patrick Mahomes. We got two strong safeties, and by strong, I mean very good, that can, you know what I'm saying, ball hawk, and, you know, it can be a difference maker. So I'm looking forward to next week. Let's go.
Yeah, Khalid, appreciate it, man. Let's go, baby. Rise up. 404-726-0929. And as I said, they're down Pacheco, and they're down Hollywood Brown. They're not going to have their full complement of weapons, guys. So it's going to be, you know, Xavier Worthy and them boys. Travis Kelce ain't really done much this season so far. It's going to be a little dicey for the Chiefs in terms of their offensive personnel. All right, let's catch one more before we go to break, and then when I come back, going to take more of your phone calls. Joe, finish us off this segment. Joe, go ahead. You're in the game.
What's up, Colonel? How you doing, brother?
Yo, yo.
Man, I went to the game last night. I just got back from Philly.
Oh, how was it? Tell me all about it.
The Philly fans are crazy. They're obnoxious, but you know what? We are the best bird in the NFL. We are going to take – we will take them out in the playoffs. And I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to take Kansas City out in the Super Bowl this year. Ain't no doubt about it.
Yeah, Joe, appreciate the phone call. I'm glad you had a good time last night. I can only imagine. Taren Walk, our guest last segment, was saying that the press box was enclosed, but it might as well have been open because that soundproof glass wasn't soundproofing. Lines remain absolutely jammed here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So I'm just going to get right back to your phone calls because, guys, this is a night to celebrate. We were joking around, playing the song, going to break, and I was singing, having myself a good old time. But Falcons fans, again, you earned this. You earned today. Put up with a lot of crap the last couple of years between Arthur Smith's play calling and Desmond Ridder and Marcus Mariota and duck passes and grenade launches and all that other stuff. So to have Kirk Cousins do what he did, lead this team to victory yesterday, Jesse Bates to come up with the game-sealing interception, today's a special day. So let's celebrate. But if you do have a couple of concerns, I had a couple of callers who said, you know, we need to tighten up this or that, and we, you know, or else we may not be able to compete on Sunday. That's fine too, but let's go, baby. 404-726-0929. That's where my vibes are at tonight. Where are yours? Mawasi, lead us off. 404-726-0929. You're in the game.
Celebrate good time. Come on.
Come
That's
on,
where I'm
Mawasi.
At, baby.
Yes, sir.
That's where I'm at right now. I ain't worried about what happened in the past. I can't worry about the past. That was the bombdiddy.com last night. I loved all of it, and that's where it all begins. Right there. I love what Kirk Cousins did. It reminds me of the Falcons when they was taking interceptions in the 16 when they went to the Super Bowl. Boy, I saw them when they were doing stuff like that. And that gave me that memory all back again that looked like we might be in it this year again. That's where I'm at, baby.
Yeah,
that's
boy.
Where I'm at.
Love
I ain't worried about what's going on in the past. Let's quit downing them now. Let's rise them up, baby. Let's rise them up.
Love it. Great job on the phones. 404-726-0929. Let's go. I'm about it. I'm about that type of energy tonight. Let's be positive. Let's be optimistic. Let's ride, baby. Rise up, ATL. Braves are having a good game, too, by the way. So, you know, we're just spreading that positivity around a little bit tonight. A couple of dingers from Harris and Mr. Olson as the games keep counting down. One more important than the next here. So, vibes are high in the Kia Studios at 404-726-0929. Curtis, you're up next. Curtis, what do we think?
What's up? What's up? Rise up. Rise up. High vibrations. Look, you know what I like the most about that game?
What's that?
I like that the game winning drive, the offensive line, Kirk Cousins, he got everybody involved. It was Kyle Pitts, Drake London, Mooney, and then you had Kuh to come kick the game winning point. Everybody was clicking, man. Everybody. It was so good. And then the person I was watching the game with, my homie, I told him, I was like, bro, we're going to get this interception. We're about to get an interception right now. And God darn it, he got the interception. Jesse Bates is all that, man.
Best safety in the league, Curtis.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That man is bad. That man is back. The whole team, the defense played well last Sunday. We were just so disappointed because they lost, but they beat us with field goals. And you got to stay, and what I want to say to Falcons fans, y'all stop being so darn negative on social media and in these groups and stuff. Y'all make being a fan, get some optimism and some hope in you. I don't care, like the man just said before, stop living in the past. We living in the here and now. Rise up.
That's right, Curtis. Rise up. We're not talking about the past tonight. And did you mention the game-winning drive? I think you mentioned the game-winning drive. Oh, you know what I'm going to do, Oren, tomorrow? Just before I work out tomorrow, I'm just going to listen to that 5 times in a row. Just going to get my heart rate up to 120 BPMs. Just start doing some high knees and some jumping jacks. A couple of air punches. And then just go work out. Then just go lift heavy. Zeno style. Sleeveless. 404-726-0929. Sorry, Zeno. You caught a stray there. AB, you're up next. AB, what are we thinking?
Man, you like that. You like that.
Yes, sir.
Go, Falcons fans. Georgia won. Georgia Tech won. Georgia State won. Hey, Atlanta Falcons, we on, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call, AB, man. That's what I'm talking about. Why not on Sunday? Why not? Come on. Are the Chiefs unbeatable? No. They're down two of their top offensive weapons. You going to go blow for blow? Could it be 27-24? I think so. Why not? Tell me why not. If you just control Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis the way you just did, could you keep Chris Jones to a minimum? I think you can. I mean, is he going to wreck the game like TJ Watt? I don't think so. Big boy in the middle. We just proved we can handle two of them. So why not one? 404-726-0929. Vic is up next. Vic, let's go.
It kind of sound like a little bit of a downer or anything like that because, man, the truth is I was super excited, man, but I was up to like 1 a.m. because from the excitement. And so, but, man, I'm, as a longtime Atlanta Falcons fan, I'm going to pump the brakes a little bit and say, hey, look, you and I and several of others kept receipts from week one. You know, people were calling for picks and all this stuff, and now people are like talking about Super Bowl. Like, no, man, one game at a time. If anything, what we saw is the possibility, what you just mentioned, that the why not. So now moving forward, if we just do our thing to get better with each week, we can go with we can go to every game.
But Vic, I'll let you finish.
Every
just,
game
just
with that mentality.
Just
of
hang
why
on
not.
One second. Let me ask you a question. What did you not see from week one to week two that doesn't make you forget those receipts? Throw them in the garbage.
No, I you're not wrong because week one could have been a little bit of an anomaly just because, you know, talk about the rust or talk about, you know, a new team, new system and all that stuff. On paper, the talent's there for them to carry the team, you know, to far places and to deep into the playoff. But I say you got to go a week at a time. If there's anything we've already seen, whether it's the Falcons or anybody else or the other teams in the league, is that, man, from one week to the next, I mean, who saw Tampa and New Orleans doing what they're doing right now?
Right, but if you lose to Kansas City next weekend, is that going to be a big deal to you? I don't think anybody had that on their bingo card, right? That game was penciled in as an L.
No, I agree. No, I say look for the improvement. And what I'm saying is we get to go – I'd like to say we get to go into every week or the next weeks with that mentality of why not? Why not us? And it's awesome that these guys, you know, game two had a chance to see it firsthand that they're very, you know, much capable of coming back. And it just kind of sets the tone. Going back to one of the callers that mentioned that, you know, Barkley's dropping the ball, I think what set the tone for us when they disrespected us early in the game and they went for it on fourth and, on fourth down, and they didn't get it. And that kind of just, you know, I don't know, lit a fire under us to keep us in the game or at least throughout the game. To get us out of shot at the end.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call, Vic. 404-726-0929. I don't know, because that's what they do, right? Like the tush push, the Philly, all that kind of stuff. That's like their thing. So I don't know if that was much about the game plan as it was disrespect. I don't know if the Eagles were in a position to disrespect anybody after the way their season ended last year. All right, 404-726-0929. Let's go to Gabe next. Gabe, what do we got?
I'm going to tell you what we got. Where I am right now, I'm in East Atlanta, Zone 6. I'm at my Kirkwood cousin's house.
Yeah, boy.
So you know they did great last night. You know, it was an ugly game. We knew it would be on the road. You know, Philly is like one of the worst cities in the world. It's like ugly looking, ugly people. You know, I'm not going to go beyond that. But one thing I want to take away is on the Manning cast, I don't think a lot of people paid attention, but like Matt Ryan and Peyton Manning agreed that, you know, in a new system, the hardest thing to do is the playbook. But the easiest thing to do is a 2-minute drill, which is why they look so good. So even you got, you know, Hall of Famer and Peyton Manning and Matt Ryan saying, hey, new systems are hard. And Kirk Cousins is not only in a new system, it might look similar, but it's new. New system, and you have a new play caller, so you got to give him time. And, you know, he's also coming from an Achilles, so I think give him time, you know, and I think we owe them that grace. I mean, we gave Arthur Smith an abundance of time that he shouldn't have had. And his time should have been cut to overnight delivery. So
I appreciate the thank you, Cam. I appreciate the phone call. 404-726-0929. We don't need to name call Philly people, right? We just whooped them. We didn't whoop them, but we beat them. We just beat them on prime time, on Monday Night Football. We don't need to name call. We're better than that, right? We're classier than that because, again, I don't know. I don't know if class is in the vocabulary there. So let's just let them do what they do. Maybe we'll see them again in the playoffs. Maybe not. But all that stuff about disrespect and game planning and game calling and all that kind of stuff, nah. Let's just finish out with this real quick. Jesse Bates was talking after the game, and this is, Oren, if you could cue up cut 16 for me if you're scoring at home, cut number 16 from Jesse Bates. He was talking about the tough game and the tough style and the tough attitude, and we saw Atlanta was able to meet that mark. We saw that they were able to match that, and we saw that they were able to take into account what was going on and match the moment. That's huge for this Atlanta Falcons team, right? When was the last time you really felt that this team was able to meet the moment like that? Oh, wait. I mean, what? You didn't do it in 2017 in the playoffs, although you should have. Should have won that game. It's been, what, since then, right? That the Falcons were able to meet a moment as big as that and come up clutch? I mean, I can't remember one bigger. If you can remember one bigger than that, than last night, you hit me up on Twitter and you school me at C. Thomas Radio. But I'm telling you right now, what the Atlanta Falcons did last night was so special on so many fronts. And you should be fired up for this game on Sunday. Because I think you saw enough to say that the Chiefs should not come into Mercedes-Benz Stadium and blow you away. Because they're minus two of their biggest weapons. And they're also in a position now where they should be fearing you a little bit in your building. So we'll talk about that more as we go through the show. But coming up next, you know we got to have him on. After this victory, you know I'm going to have him on. We're going to get our buddy Joe Patrick in here to talk about yesterday's win and what he thinks the prospects of the future can be at 404-726-0929. Chris Thomas hanging out with you until 10 o'clock. Where else? Right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Is this off of the feel-good, innocuous car playlist?
Oh, that playlist that just gives us banger
till
after
the
banger.
Break of dawn. Yeah, this is a good one. What's it called? Save Tonight?
Eagle Eye Cherry.
Yeah.
What's great, though, is Joe was on with Dukes and Bell last week, and you were filling in one day, and I gave him one of his bumper songs, and in the middle of the interview, he sends me a very, very dirty text message. Not dirty, PG dirty, but he recognized what I was doing and was very kind of, yeah.
You'll have to share that with me in the break. Let's welcome him in. Joe, they did it. They did it.
Oh, my gosh, guys.
Oh, Joe, they did it. Joe Patrick. All right, just before we even break it down, initial thoughts, reaction. I know you can't fist bump in the press box, but it might have been close.
You know, I do struggle with that. It's just like I overthink it myself because I do try to be professional in the job I do, like reporting on the team, you know. But I'm also just a lifelong Falcons fan. You know, I was raised here. Have been to pretty much every Falcons playoff game in recent memory, at least like since Michael Vick was the quarterback. So, you know, I have a personal history with this team, and man, like there have not been many nights like we saw last night. And that's just, I think, like more than anything, just as a sports fan, that's like that feeling that you chase. And I know it's not like the team won a championship last night, but it doesn't get a whole lot better than just that feeling that you have when you're driving 2 minutes, when you thought this game was already over, and you realize all of a sudden you're at the opponent's 10-yard line, you have a chance to score, and you actually pull it out. I mean, it doesn't get better than that. It's amazing.
Yeah, it absolutely was. So let's begin to break it down now. I think we need to give a ton of credit to the offensive line. They proved me wrong, especially McGarry. He was very good last night, and Dahlman as well. They handled their own in the middle with those two big guys. I think they need to get their flowers, Joe.
Absolutely, you know, and I do wonder if playing under center helped them at all. It's something I want to kind of pick their brains about this week when we get up there to the facility. But it just felt like the whole offense was operating better, and I don't know if it was because they were under center or if it was just for other reasons. But you're right. I mean, they were getting so much push on that line of scrimmage, both kind of vertically up the field and horizontally on those stretch runs, just opening those gaps. And, you know, Bijan hasn't looked much better than the way he looked last night, just really hitting holes, those cutback lanes especially. You know, and he's just such a joy to watch when he's in those moments. He finds those angles so well. And something I noticed just, you know, when you watch her on the broadcast, on the replays, he really attacks like the opponent's hips. And then once they kind of commit to one side, then he kind of attacks the other hip and makes it so, such a difficult, puts defenders in a really, really tough bind. And, but it all starts with that offensive line. And you're right. And the way that they protected Kirk, you know, I know Eagles fans are kind of pulling their hair out today because they allowed Kirk Cousins to kind of just stand back there and pick him apart. And you would think that if you're an opposing team playing the Falcons, it's got to be kind of goal number one for you, is to make life difficult on Kirk Cousins and move him off the spot. And that offensive line did not let it happen. So I think you're right. Everything successful offensively stemmed from those guys up front.
Yeah, and the defense as well, Joe. Obviously, the two new guys, Simmons and Judon, were all over the field last night. And then, of course, our closer, Jesse Bates, just does what he does best, Joe.
Incredible. You know, it's funny, like, when he first made that pick in real time, I was thinking, like, oh, you know, Hurts was just kind of sending a prayer down there, and Jesse was just kind of standing there waiting for it. But then when you see the replay, you could see that Jesse Bates is basically playing in the middle of the field and tracks that route down and basically jumps it. It's a kind of a big, huge sail route down the field. And he just recognized it and basically ran the route for the receiver. And because that throw has to be thrown with so much anticipation, was just out in front of the receiver and was able to easily make that interception. So a great play from him there at the end of the game to seal it. But you're right. Like, you know, the coverage, I thought throughout the game, was very, very good. You know, Jalen Hurts did not throw for a ton of yards. They had most of their success, of course, on the ground, where they were able to chew up a lot of clock. And to be fair, the Falcons were dropping off and unconsciously not rushing him and kind of playing to that coverage. But, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be able to actually, you know, cover guys. And they did a great job of that. And Justin Simmons plays a huge part in what they're able to do defensively. And then, yeah, Judon gets home. So like, you kind of got everything that you were looking for. Like, you know, you got the Kirk comeback, you got the Judon sack, you got the Simmons coverage. You kind of are like getting everything that you basically bought this offseason.
Talking with our buddy Joe Patrick, Falcons reporter for Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Thomas with you until 10 o'clock. All right, Joe, how do you think they balance the run and pass moving forward? Should we see more of what we saw last night, or are they going to change it up, you think?
Well, you know, I think when we really started to see the Falcons offense have success last night, it was when they got that ground game going and the Eagles really had to respect it. And that's where we really saw Kirk start to find some receivers and some gaps. Early in the game, you know, the Eagles, just like the Steelers, were not paying any respect to the deep threats on you know, receivers for the Falcons to burn them deep. They were basically just sticking right on them, and therefore there wasn't a lot of separation for these guys. I know there were some close calls. Kirk nearly threw an interception early in the game. It was actually a great play by Drake London to kind of strip it away from Quinyon Mitchell, who I thought actually had the ball in his hand. But you could see on that play, Quinyon Mitchell was just like, you know, he was not worried about getting deep. So, but then they were able to get that ground game going. They had the Eagles kind of thinking differently, got them in a different posture, and then they were able to find some gaps that they were able to, you know, hurt Philadelphia. So I think that that's kind of the game model they have to have going forward is, you know, it's kind of cliche, you know, you use the run to set up the pass, but that really is that kind of, that's how Kirk Cousins wants to play. If you were to ask him, he will say, like, he's not the kind of quarterback who, he doesn't want to be dropping back 50 times in a game or 40 times in a game. Like, that's not going to lead to a successful offense. He would admit that. Like, you have to have that natural combination. And the good thing is that with players like Bijan, you know, the running game is actually a potentially explosive element for you in your offense. And then you've got a great play action quarterback in Kirk Cousins to kind of play off of him. So we could, the thing, Chris, and especially in that second half, is I feel like the proof of concept landed in that game. And you now, I think we're seeing Atlanta Falcons fans finally buying in to this kind of vision that Terry Fontenot and the front office had, and Raheem Morris, frankly, to bring in this quarterback and Kirk Cousins to be this leader of this group, and all the other pieces that they've added along the way. So I think it was just such a great night for the Falcons, obviously on the field and, you know, everything that matters for the competition that is the NFL season. But I think also for the longer term, I think you're feeling positive and excited and optimistic about what this team can even grow into over the course of the season.
One guy's name that was not mentioned a lot last night was A.J. Terrell, and I think that's a good thing after week one because he was scrutinized for letting George Pickens get some big catches on him. But a relatively quiet night for A.J. means good news, Joe.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, you know, A.J. is so physical in the tackling. I thought that he was really bringing a lot of physicality to the game early, just in the way he was tackling. And I thought the Falcons as a group, you know, when you would see them in these solo tackles, they're not just tackling, they are punching hard. They're trying to get that ball out. You could see, you know, they had talked about it all week in practice that they wanted to create turnovers. And I thought that AJ was just a great representation of just that fight, that determination to try to do that. Obviously, they didn't end up getting one, but that's the kind of mentality that, you know, they're going to bring with this defense. And, you know, overall, it seems like a really strong group so far. You know, like, I really like the play from all these corners, actually. Like, Mike Hughes, I think a lot of people by this point in the season would have thought that we would be a little bit more angry at Mike Hughes. But I think he's been, like, almost flawless, actually, which is a huge testament to him and the improvements that he's made. And then also, I've been so, so impressed with Dee Alford, especially in the run game. I know these are, like, minute things, but, like, the leverage that he keeps on the outside to kind of keep opponents' run games in check has been really, really good. Now, last night, the Eagles were having a lot of success running it, you know, basically up the middle. They were having a lot of success with that quarterback power play where they were going empty and then leaving, you know, giving themselves a numbers advantage in the box with the quarterback actually running the ball. But, you know, Dee Alford's done a great job. And, you know, everybody plays a part in a good run defense and a good defense in general. And that's why you just see it from all these guys. Even though we think of AJ as a cover guy, you know, if he needs to bring the physicality, if that's what's called on him, he can absolutely do that.
Joe, I've gotten a couple of questions from listeners about the two youngsters on the defensive line and them being inactive. What have you been seeing in practice? Do they look like guys that are ready for some NFL action in Ruka Roro and Brandon Dorlus?
I mean, like, I think it's like just the if the Falcons had a worse defensive line room, then they probably would be getting play. But there's a lot of quality veterans above them. And therefore, you know, and then you have to factor in like special teams and all that for who's going to actually make the roster. And ultimately, there's not really any reason to put them on. Now, I know obviously a lot of fans, you want to see your young players playing, but as it turns out, I was actually having this conversation the other day. You know, the draft happened in April. And if you're the Falcons in April, you know, great. I still don't think you have a great idea of how Grady Jarrett is going to return from his injury. He still would have been pretty deep into his rehab at that point. So I think you had to like kind of provide cover. And now what that's resulted in is, you know, these young defensive linemen who obviously aren't making the game day rosters yet. But, you know, I think that, you know, you can basically consider them almost like similar to Michael Penix and kind of being developmental players. Now they're obviously not going to be kind of sitting as long as he will. And I do think that, you know, you will start to see, especially a Roro, start to factor in as the season progresses. You'll have some injuries and things where he'll be helpful. But I wouldn't be too stressed about it. I know why, people are kind of like, yeah, it's kind of raising some eyebrows, but ultimately I do think it is like kind of a champagne problem for the Falcons where they've just got too many good players in this position right now.
Yeah, it certainly seems that way. We went through them before. We got to like 5, 6, almost 7 guys before we had to stop counting and get to the rookies. All right, when it comes to the running game, it seems like Algier is going to be sort of – almost like a wind-up jack-in-the-box, getting cranked up more and more touches as we go here. I still really value what he brings, Joe. I thought he had some great hard runs again yesterday. It's almost just like, you know, again, you mentioned champagne problems. Bijan's just like too good to take off the field sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he is. But, you know, I actually am loving the kind of rotation that they've got here now because – you know, you could see early in that game, especially Bijan was just kind of terrorizing that Philadelphia front. And you could almost see them kind of figuratively take like an exhale when he goes off and Tyler Algier comes on and then he just comes like, you know, running right at you. And he doesn't. And I think it's like a shock to the system for defenders. Like, oh, man, like this isn't that much easier. Like this guy is still a handful and incredibly physical. And then so he pounds it a couple times, you know, and then Bijan comes back into the game and now they've got to worry about him again. And I think that really can kind of even like psychologically affect some of these defenders, especially maybe more younger and inexperienced linebackers. So I love the combination. And honestly, I've been thinking about like if you're in Tyler Algier's spot, you got to kind of, you know, feel hard done by because you had this 1,000-yard rushing season, and then the Falcons draft a running back who's going to play in front of you. And yeah, thanks. But from a career perspective, like, it might not be the worst thing in the world, actually, for Tyler Allgeier to take a little bit fewer, little bit less damage here, because as running backs obviously get beaten up quite a bit. I know this is kind of off topic to the Falcons as a team, but you know, I think that basically it sets up for a nice kind of fit in that running back room where you've got a guy who can really kind of accept this role. And then we've seen actually a player do this and then went on to have a great career. It turned out was with another team. That team was the Falcons, and the player was Michael Turner, who they got from San Diego. So, I just think it's a really good fit in that running back room. I hope that he's going to be healthy. It looked like he was dealing with some sort of leg injury last night, so I'm hoping that he's going to be available for this Sunday.
All right. What is your biggest thing, key, whatever word you want to use, that the Falcons need to repeat from what they did yesterday to have success against KC on Sunday?
Oh, man. I mean, I think it's so hard to just say one day. Okay, well, I mean, we can just go back to what we were talking about earlier, which is just everything starts with the offensive line. Up front, offensively, you've got to be able to protect Cousins. Like, I don't think – there were a couple times where he had to scramble, and it was, like, kind of comical, honestly, when he was trying to get away. And I was actually looking at his stats. He had 4 carries for -1 yard with a longest rush of 1 yard. So, pretty standard stuff there. But, yeah, they're just going to need to protect him and obviously kind of move the Chiefs with the run game. And if they're able to do that, that would allow them to then go on and kind of control the game from a time of possession standpoint and help out their defense in that way as well.
All right, Joe, appreciate it as always. Let's continue to celebrate, bask in the glow, and get ready for Sunday, my friend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on, Chris. Appreciate it.
All right, that is our buddy Joe Patrick there on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. When we come back, let's hear from the guys. You'll hear from Kirk and Coach with Dave Archer in the locker room, and then some cuts from Jesse Bates and Bijan as well. So all the heroes of last night's game coming your way. Oh, this is such a good one, too. Look around the world, pretty baby. It's the right time to roll with me on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.